too. I just got that.
Mary's been an enigma.
We'll be right back.
to scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass. AAGIncOH.com.
Todd Geyer at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie says his customers come from everywhere.
Todd, tell me about the guy in Alaska who came all the way to Geyer's in Fort Loramie to buy a car.
Yes, this spring, Jack, we had a guy from Alaska who did a nationwide search for a certain used vehicle. He found the one we had online at geyerschrysler.com. So then we put the deal together. He traveled by plane to Fort Wayne. We picked him up there, and then the rest, they say, I guess, is history.
Boy, the online marketing of cars by Geyer's is tremendously successful.
I would say about 90% of the people nowadays start online. They find their vehicles, and then they go out, call, come in, look at the vehicle.
And then Geyer's is pleased to create that super deal for you. Customer service with a smile at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. GAIERS Inc.com.
Brookins in Fort Loramie is well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturday nights features not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops.
New owner Carl Arnes creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60.
You can also enjoy the new late-night menu, open till 2:30 in the morning, Thursday through Saturday.
You can't beat Brookins at 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie.
Brookins, BRUCKENSPub.com. It's a real good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before a change in the weather gets a firm grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires on North Main in Fort Loramie has a huge tire sale that you'll never get tired of. Big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and Cooper. Free pickup and delivery, too. Just phone 937-295-3971 and talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie.
Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet. My wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Chultzy said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet.
Mm-hmm.
Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers. They were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at daneilerman.com.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
Every single dish is delish, meal after meal after meal, at Maury's Landing Restaurant, Route 362 Minster, across from Lake Loramie.
Maury seems to excel at that. Consistent food, good meals, good prices.
How many years now have you been going to Maury's?
Basically since they opened the door, about 5 years.
Wow. Breakfast time, what do you like best?
Oh, it's got to be the Paradise Omelet.
And the fish at night?
I like the salmon. It's tough to beat.
Everything on Maury's menu is a winner, and families like Maury's too.
We had a tenderloin sandwich,
uh-huh.
A margarita barbecue sandwich,
yeah.
A chicken cordon bleu sandwich, and my son had a cheeseburger, french fries, and applesauce.
How much did it cost? What'd you pay for a family four here at Maury's?
We spend about $35.
A good deal.
And we come here about 6 or 7 times a month.
You just get more at Maury's Landing, Route 362, Minster.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wayne Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
And good evening once again to you here on scoresbroadcast.com. It's Saturday night, boys, high school basketball featuring Fort Loramie and Minster. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. Fans filling in. A lot of red and black, a lot of orange and black. It's the Route 66 rivalry at stake. It's been a long time battle on the gridiron and on the basketball floor between these two schools. The edge to Minster in football, big time edge to Fort Loramie in hoops. Redskins have won 9 of the last 12. Although, Chuck, the last 3 straight Fort Loramie wins, all of them overtime. We had one of those last night.
Yeah, we did have one last night. And I mean, this is such a good basketball game. These kids know each other. It's a clean game, but boy, they want to beat each other because they go to the same swimming pools. They play on the same basketball courts in the summertime. They see each other all the time. So this is bragging rights, and this is a fun rivalry to watch.
Head coach Corey Britton of Fort Loramie, and you're number 6. Hornets needed that win last night. He lost a double OT contest to Botkins a week ago last evening, beat Fairlawn in overtime last night, 67-64. Chuck, I thought the composure, poise of Fort Loramie, outstanding, led 80% of the game, fell behind by two, I think, at the start of the overtime, but still won the game.
Yeah, they did, and they got in foul trouble early, and they showed their depth because they had three starters that were sitting in the first quarter with two fouls each, and the kids coming off the bench, they didn't miss a beat.
How about Nate Meyer?
He was tough.
He was brilliant. He was brilliant last night for this.
He ended up with 23 points. He was 13 of 15 from the three free throw line, and all of those were pressure free throws. Boy, he just stood up there and knocked them down.
Speaking of free throws, those two clubs, Fort Loramie and Fairlawn, combined to shoot about 73 or 74% of the 50 they took last night. Indiana and Ohio State today, about 48% of the 50 they took.
Well, I'll tell you, I watched that game, and those two teams, I know Indiana won by 10. Those two teams set offensive basketball back in the Big Ten 20 years that performance by both teams.
It was lousy. Very hard to watch, that's for sure. Fort Loramie by way of record 6-3. Minster by way of record 8-3. Fort Loramie with the win last night jumps to 4-2 in the Shelby County Athletic League. Minster off to a not-so-hot 1-2 start in league play, dropping a two-pointer last night to Coldwater, 42-40. What does that do for you on a Saturday night, Chuck, having been nipped the night before by two, that Fort Loramie pulled one out on the road?
Well, I think in normal circumstances that give Loramie an advantage. But because this is such a rivalry, both teams are going to be prepared to play tonight. And if the first two games are any indication, Minster's freshmen and Minster's JVs both won by double figures.
Yep. So a lot in the pipeline for the Minster basketball program.
I like their JV team. They got some pretty good kids out there.
Oh, yeah, they whipped up on Fort Loramie pretty easily. As I alluded just a couple minutes ago, these two boys' basketball programs have been locked up in even Steven matches the last three seasons. 1 year ago, Minster was the heavy favorite. We were there for that game at the Minster Gym. Somehow, someway, Fort Loramie pulled it out 47-45 in overtime against a Minster team, which was 3 to 4 to 5 inches per man taller at almost every position on the floor.
Well, and I think that, I mean, Loramie at that point had been kind of treading water in the season.
Right.
I think that was a catalyst that took them all the way to the regional.
Good point. I'd agree. 2 years ago, Fort Loramie won here, 52-51 in overtime. 3 years ago, Fort Loramie won at Minster, 37-35 in overtime. Minster's last win was right here in the 15-16 season by 16 points, 60-44. Before that, Fort Loramie won 46-39 and 52-36. You've got to go all the way back to 2012 when Minster beat Fort Loramie 52-46. That represents Minster's second win in the last eight outings with the Redskins. So upper hand to Minster on the football field, but here on the basketball court, it's been pretty much all Redskins who try to continue the string and make it four in a row here tonight. I heard somebody behind me in Media Row say, new rules for tonight's game, first one to 40 wins.
It could be that kind of game, but it's not because they're challenged offensively. It's because both teams play outstanding defense.
I really like the Minster coach. Mike McClurg played high school basketball at Versailles, by the way, and for a number of years, he was right behind Mike Lee. He was the mentor for 23 years, better than two decades of Minster basketball. Coach McClurg was under Coach Lee for quite a while. Played at Versailles, as I noted. Also played at Thomas More College down in Northern Kentucky. A real likable guy, as is six-year head coach Corey Britton of Fort Loramie. He was at Riverside coaching girls before becoming the head coach at Fort Loramie. And prior to that, 2 years as the boys' head coach at Reidsville Eastern in Southern Ohio. Corey's a Hopewell Loudoun graduate, holds 2 degrees from the University of Findlay. Should be a very good basketball game tonight. May not have a lot of points scored between the two clubs, 85 to 90, perhaps. We will shoot a lot of threes, I guarantee you that.
Yeah.
Because Minster's got a young man whose last name is Salazar. We've seen him. He's logged a lot of minutes over 3 years. He's got a very good form long-range jumper.
He absolutely does. Now, he's not somebody that creates that shot.
Right.
He needs to have somebody create it for him, but he spots up well. If he's got his feet set, he very rarely misses the three.
Minster had won 8 of 9 before dropping the last two to Ottoville and Coldwater. So many great sponsors on and with us here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com, including 3 Fort Loramie game sponsors. They're with us every single Redskins contest, boys or girls. And they include, for your information, the following: Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. Customer service with a smile since 1922. M&A Muffler and Tires, a tire sale you'll never get tired of. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Dawson Road in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb techs will do the job you need done online at TomJerry's.com. Our anchor underwriting sponsors include American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner. Thanks so much to LaCal. They've been on board with us ever since our start back in 2006-2007. U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District. Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, a longtime underwriting sponsor as well. And the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. Throughout the night, we'll also be telling you about Brookins in Fort Loramie. No good eating place like it. You've got the pork chop special tonight at Brookins. If you want some of the action regarding the pork chop special, you better get out there soon, maybe before this game comes to an end. Listen to the finish on the way to Brookins and sample some of that marinated pork chop delight.
Carl normally has the game on there at Brookins, so you can go there and eat and listen to the game.
Right. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Dan Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie. The Eilerman team of Mark, Scott, and Nick continue their father's legacy of quality craftsmanship. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. The Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. GoffneyFurniture.com, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, Furniture.com. Go Goffney, we've got you covered. Frisch's in Troy, Tip City in Sydney. What's your favorite thing? John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. He gives you his best shot. Reese Meyering and Company, CBAs and Business Consultants in Fort Loramie. A full-service accounting firm for you and your business. That's Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and Business Consultants. The In-Between, just south of Botkins. The food's not in between. It's out of this world. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. Vets helping vets get connected to your benefits. Call Chris North at 937-498-7282. It was a real pleasure to have Chris, the executive director of the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, on with us last night before the start of the Fort Loramie at Fairlawn game. Laurie's Landing Restaurant, State Route 362 in Minster, across from Lake Loramie. Superb breakfast, lunch, and dinner at Laurie's. Hoing and Hoing Builders in Anna, what you can imagine we can create. Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie, brand new sponsor. We'll tell you all about Pinnacle. And Jim Spitzer, the licensed physical therapist, good guy to know. Jim Spitzer, Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie at 700 East Park. Pinnacle Sports Therapy will keep you moving forward. And in Rushi, thanks so much to the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. Let's make your gift ideas come to life at the Jewelry Barn, the gem of Rushi, on Rushi Versailles Road, just east of Rushi. Well, Chuck, you witnessed the Fort Loramie-Rushi girls game today. Big win, Fort Loramie.
Wasn't close.
No, it's a It's a Class A Division IV girls basketball team that this particular year could probably compete for the state championship in D3. Who knows? Maybe even D2. Let's don't laud them too much. We're about halfway through the season. But it's a club with 10 ladies, two groups of five. Hockey line changes every 2-3 minutes. No drop-off. Outstanding, suffocating defense. And it's a team which is getting better at shooting the three.
Well, they just run teams off the floor. And it's not like they're running the score up. They got, like you said, so many players.
Yep.
And they go back and they play man-to-man. You can't ask them not to play hard. And, boy, they are loaded and ready to go.
Well, we were just looking ahead at the Fort Loramie girls schedule, and we've got coverage of a number of games coming up, including 9 a.m. next Saturday from the Classic in the Country at Berlin Highland. Fort Loramie meets Loudonville. Be with us for game two. Highly ranked and superb Twin Valley, by mistake.
Tri-County, no, you threw me off too. Tri-Village.
Tri-Village in action against a quality Margaretta team. I've heard a lot about them. Both games should be very good. Loudonville, a strong Division III program. Fort Loramie, D4. That's the 9 o'clock game next Saturday morning, followed at 10:30 by Tri-Village against Margaretta.
I like Margarettas.
I like them cold.
Yeah, I want frozen with salt on the rim.
And frothy.
Yes.
Yes.
So maybe we can, maybe we probably shouldn't drink after the game. It's going to be pretty early in the morning.
But coming up, let's see, a week from Tuesday, the Fort Loramie girls host Miami East. I think a couple Saturdays away, the Versailles Tigers play Fort Loramie. We've got that game. MAC contest coming up against Marion Local and St. Henry for the Fort Loramie girls. On the road at Anna, season closing game against Findlay Liberty Benton 2.
Okay.
Playing of our national anthem upcoming, then we return with the starters and the opening tip. It's Minster on the road here at Fort Loramie. Boys basketball on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veterans Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Honesty, integrity, transparency, and accountability. These are the principles I live by and the principles I'll lead with. I'm Mark Jordan, and I'm a lifelong Republican running for Shelby County Sheriff. Find out more about me by visiting VoteJordanSheriff.com or Mark Jordan for Sheriff 2020 on Facebook. It's time for change, and I'm ready to lead the way. I'm Mark Jordan, and I approve this message. Paid for by the committee to elect Jordan Sheriff.
Mark Jordan for Shelby County Sheriff, another new underwriting sponsor for a couple of months here on scoresbroadcast.com. VoteJordanSheriff.com. Minster Wildcats in the road black with black numbers. Doesn't sound like you could read the numbers. The numbers are outlined in orange.
Yeah.
That helps a little bit.
Yeah, they're not that hard to see.
Fort Loramie with the home white from top to bottom, red numbers, a lot of red and black trim. Again, as I alluded a few minutes ago, Mike McClurg, head coach for Minster in year number four, just a real likable guy. You meet him once, he's the same way every time. Assisted longtime head coach Mike Lee for a period of years. Mike Lee was the mentor of the Minster program for 23 seasons. And Mike McClurg played hoops at Versailles High School. Starting lineups coming out right now for the Minster Wildcats. Eric Schmidt at guard, 5'11 junior. Brian Falk at a wing, a 6'3 junior. Trent Retkerman along the front line, a 6'2" senior. Jacob Salazar, the shooting guard,
He's got number 14 in his back. We'll keep an eye on him. He is 5'11", a senior. Looks a little taller than 5'11". Justin Nixon, 6'4", post player, down inside. He is a junior. Wears 42 in his back. That'll be quite a battle on the inside. Grant Albers of Fort Loramie and Justin Nixon of Minster. For the Redskins, it's Nick Brandewey, Caleb Meyer, Grant Albers, Nate Meyer, and Nolan Burning. That's the opening five for Fort Loramie. I'd like to remind you all about Barker Insurance, located just south of Anna, north of Sydney, serving the Upper Miami Valley since 1972. Barker has earned a reputation second to none. For many years, Barker has been the number one most valued agency in the area. Barker will customize an auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance program for you, representing firms like Erie, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, and others. You're covered with a plan fitting your needs perfectly when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75, number one, Barker Insurance, 492-1857. That's 492-1857. Hey, do you need the right solution for true comfort? Well, call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and his well-qualified techs at Tom and Jerry's. It's fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Family-owned, building a quality name, a customer at a time. Tom and Jerry's, we take pride in offering prompt and professional service. Eliminate those hot spots or cold spots. Make an appointment now through our company website at TomJerry's.com or call Mike Holdhouse at 937-295-3243, 295-3243, on the web at TomJerry's.com. Now Fort Loramie's Grant Albers wins the tip, slaps it back 20 feet into backcourt, picked up by Nolan Burning. Burning, a 5'11 junior guard, gives to Nick Brandewey, 6'2 senior. Deep in the right corner, Caleb Meyer, 6'2" junior. Now Albers at the foul line, left open, not guarded. Oh, a feather-like jumper, lot of rim off the glass, iron again, and down through.
Yeah, he didn't score in the first half last night because he was sat the whole first half. Came out and scored well in the fourth quarter.
Grant, a 6'2 junior. Wow, Chuck, by the time he's a senior, he is going to be all Shelby County League, I would think.
Well, they only lose Brandewey off this team.
That's right. Here's a power drive to the basket by Minster. Wow. That's a heavyweight play by Nixon. Nixon at 6'4", took the ball out, foul line extended left, and barreled down the left side of the paint and knocked it in off the window. He's going to be a tough customer for Fort Loramie. Tied up at two apiece. Here is Caleb Meyer, foul line, gives to Brandewey. He wheels and deals down the lane. The spinning bank shot is good from 8 feet away. 4-2, Fort Loramie.
He's getting these basketball legs right this second.
Sure is. Minster countering. Here's Eric Schmidt, 25 feet away, out high to Nixon. Right flank to Falk. Falk gives it up on the play to Salazar. Herky-jerky move down the lane. Then throws to Nixon back at the foul stripe. Ball dished off in the left corner, and the Minster offensive player, Brian Falk, called for steps.
Yep, they've got a hand in there. Somebody got a hand on the ball a little bit, and he lost his balance. Good call. I don't think I said that last night.
What?
Lost good call.
Lost his balance?
No.
Or good call?
I don't think I said good call the entire evening.
The officials had difficulty last evening, that's for sure. We played 2 minutes, opening quarter, 4-2 Fort Loramie. Redskins with the ball. Deep in the right corner, Caleb Meyer. Into the lane to Nate. Nate Meyer. Into the top of the circle to Albers. Now Brandewey, 25 feet away on the left. Here's Burning on top, picked up by Schmidt. He uses an Albers screen, does Burning, then throws it on the arc. Then it goes right back into Albers. Blocked on the play by Nixon. Loose ball, right corner. Caleb Meyer gobbles it up, enters the paint. Fadeaway 10-footer rimmed. It came down to Minster. 4-2 Fort Loramie. 5:40 left, opening period. Quick pass down the floor by Minster to Trent Retkerman in the lane. He tries to shovel to a cutter. It goes out of bounds.
Bounce right off his knee.
Token pressure in backcourt from Eric Schmidt for Minster. And here come the Redskins into the forecourt. Pretty consistently, Salazar
has been the leading scorer for Minster. 12, 13, 14 points a game. Nixon right behind at 10, 11, 12 points per game. Minster coming off a tough setback last night, 42-40 at the hands of Coldwater. Minster 1-2 now in the MAC, having started 8-1, now 8-3. Ball knocked out of bounds by Minster. Fort Loramie enters. High left, it's Brandewee. 4-2 Redskins, nearly 3 minutes played. Right flank to Albers. Nixon comes out to guard him. Now to Caleb Meyer in the right corner. Albers baseline. Swivels around Nixon. Leans in. Good look from 10. Soft touch off the iron. Right down through.
I like the way he is really looking to score this year.
He throws a dead ball up there, Chuck. Not a lot of English or spin on it. Favorable hops on the rim for Albers twice already. 6-2 Fort Loramie. Nixon in the post for Minster. Double down to Fort Loramie. Thrown on the arc to Reckerman. Straight away Salazar. Left corner Falk. Lob to Nixon. He leans in with the left shoulder. In and out on the seven-footer. Rebound yanked down by Albers. Tough break for Nixon. 6-2 Fort Loramie. We played 3.5 minutes opening quarter. Deep right corner with the ball. It's Fort Loramie. Ball thrown cross court to Caleb Meyer. He sets up and shoots the triple. No, off the back rim. Long rebound ricochets to Minster. Down the floor, Redkerman. Nixon high post. Nixon squares up, starts the drive, gives it up, then gets it back. Over the shoulder foul. Albers, Fort Loramie. That was one of those, Chuck. It looked like Albers cleanly stabbed the ball out of bounds. Ooh, boy, if he scraped the shoulder, it was just a little fabric on the jersey. That's one I'd like to see play on, you know?
Yeah, I couldn't tell if there was any body contact, but I thought it was a little ticky-tack.
4:12 to go here in the first quarter, 6-2 Fort Loramie. Ball thrown into Nixon. Boy, he's got a good first step, and he drops right to the rim, took it from 15 feet away, and stuck it through, went right around Albers.
Boys, he has some good-looking tennis shoes on out there, too.
He has got the brightest neon fluorescent orange shoes you've ever seen.
And matching socks.
Yep, they glow and glow some more.
I'm impressed.
Here's Burning, top of the circle for Fort Loramie. Twisting, turning down the lane. On a weave to Albers. Almost shot the 16-footer. Gave it up to Caleb Meyer. Look at him whirl down the paint. Up and good. Threw it in from down around his hips. 8-4 Fort Loramie. 3:33 left, opening period. Here's Salazar down the floor for Minster. Hands to Reckerman. Dumps it cross court to Schmidt. Out high to Falk. He slips his way down the right side of the lane. Goes up and under to attract the two-shot foul. Tell you what, Chuck, Fort Loramie's done a real nice job on Salazar so far for Minster. He has not gotten a look at the basket yet.
Yeah, they're doing a nice job.
Two free throws here for Falk of Minster. First one, front rim, backboard, side rim, and off.
I didn't think it was going. I thought it was going to be an air ball when he let it go. He doesn't use his legs at all.
Well, let's see if he happened to have scoresbroadcast.com in his right ear. And maybe he heard you. Brian, a lefty, sends that one up there short, and it spins off the same side of the hoop. No good. Rebound for Loramie. Long throw down the floor to Devin Ratterman, who's checked in. Devin, a 5'10 junior. He's a sharp shooter from long range, a bit streaky. When he gets hot, he's red hot. Here's Burning, gliding down the left side of the lane, pulls up, 10-footer, jump shot, good.
That's what he's doing so much better. He was a three-point specialist last year. He's a scorer this year.
Sure is. He looks for many different shots. Uh-oh, Salazar, Minster, unguarded, straight away, a bomb. He nails it. 10-7, Fort Loramie. Minster breaks up the long pass down the floor.
He was outside of the defense on that one. That was a bomb.
Yeah, we saw a couple long rangers thrown in last night to Fairlawn. But Ashton Piper had one, and Kyle Peters.
Yeah, Kyle, he had the bank.
Okay, he threw one in. He tossed one in from 27 feet. It banked high off the backboard and went right down through the netting.
Almost had the game tying three at the
yep,
buzzer.
Had one with
an overtime.
Yes, indeed. Two to go in the extra period, and that one went in and out. Nolan Burning with a nifty drive. Two straight hoops by Burning. Look at him go to work. Talk about variety of shots. Yes, to the three-point shooter, as you noted, Chuck, but to two different styles of makes for Nolan Burning. the last two journeys down the floor.
And if you can put the ball on the floor like that, that makes you that much more effective as a three-pointer.
Salazar, right corner for Minster. Wow, he chucked in a 23-footer way outside. Two burning twos, two Salazar threes, 12-10 for Florimi. 2 minutes to go, first quarter. Ball thrown to Burning on top. Left side pass, Devin Ratterman. He's unguarded. Lets it go. No good off the back rim. Rebound Salazar for Minster. He motors down the floor. Gives it up to Falk. Straight away to Nixon. Nixon backs into Holscher, who's on the floor. Shovels it toward the rim. Does Nixon? No. Rebound Laramie. 3-on-2. Caleb Meyer down the floor to Ratterman. Left corner. Jumping, shooting the three short. Ratterman tries to scrape the ball off the hardwood on the rebound. It's tipped out by Minster. Good hustle play by Devin. 12-10 Fort Laramie. About the time I said that Salazar had been well covered, he flashed to open spots and sank long three-pointers. Here's Fort Laramie inbounding below the rim, way out near the timeline to Nate Meyer. Had a splendid game last night at Fairlawn. Here's Brandewee foul line, muscles into the paint, throws to Burning on the arc. Brandewee jumps back out to the head of the key, gathers it, gets a screen from Holscher. Evan, a 6'3 senior. Brandewee uses the screen, flips to a teammate, then is thrown right back to Nick on the arc. His line drive, three-pointer short. Fort Laramie collects another offensive rebound. Holscher in the paint, hits Nate Meyer, driving baseline left, double dribble.
Good rebound by Holscher that time. He should have gone back up. He did have Nixon on him, but he matches him in size. He needs to be able to figure a way to get that up to the line. He got a three-second call is what that was. He stayed in the lane, he couldn't find anybody to throw the ball out to.
Well, I saw one today, Chuck, on television. Can't remember who it was, Indiana, Ohio State. I think it was an Indiana guard got down too deep. He was straddling the paint for about 7 seconds.
I don't understand why. That's not. We saw that called last night on Fairlawn.
48 seconds to go. First quarter of play. Fort Laramie 12, Minster 10. Here's Salazar, top of the circle. Almost traveled. Looked like he did. Hop, step, and a jump. No whistle, though. He gave up the ball. Got it back. Nate Meyer on him like glue now. Here's Falk, 30 feet away for Minster. Falk on the bounce. Ball thrown to Rutgerman, ahead of the key, wants to drive on Brandewee. Brandewee gets a piece of the ball, also the wrist. Two-shot foul, second personal on Brandewee. Trent Rutgerman, dynamite wide receiver for the Minster Wildcats football team. He toes the stripe. The left-hander gets two, an opportunity to even up the game at 12 with 25 ticks left in the first quarter. The Rutgerman dips the knees. And the free throw circles the iron right down through. 12-11 in favor of Fort Laramie. Rutgerman, though, a chance to knot it up here. As Chuck mentioned before the start of the game tonight, good-looking Minster freshman and JV teams, which whipped up on Fort Laramie. Rutgerman hits free throw number two. We are square to 12. 19 seconds left here in the first quarter. Fort Laramie to midcourt. It is Burning outside the arc to Nate Meyer. On a weave to Caleb. Down to 10 to go. Don't think Fort Laramie's made a three in the first period here tonight. Nope. 4 seconds, 3 seconds. Here's a three by Burning. A long one. 26-footer. No good. Rebound yanked off the board by Rutgerman of Minster. We are tied at 12. The last 3 years, overtime between Fort Laramie and Minster. Redskins won them all. It's a dead heat after 8 minutes tonight here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee at Fort Laurier. We're tied at a dozen each after the first 8 minutes. Chuck, I just got a text from my son who said Caleb Meyer and Nate Meyer. I think he wondered if I had it correct. Well, I do. Occasionally I screw it up. There are two Myers, and there's also a Caleb Maurer.
Maurer and Meyer and Calebs are the ones that I mess up. I just call him the freshman.
There you go. Caleb Meyer, Caleb Maurer, the freshman, a six-footer, and Nate Meyer, six-foot junior, who had 23 points last night for Fort Laramie against Fairlawn. Well, Minster possession opportunity here for the Wildcats to take the lead. Fort Laramie was up 8-2 midway through the first quarter. Salazar knocked down a couple threes for Minster to help bring the Wildcats even. Ball lobbed inside to Nixon to start the second period. He dropped it. Minster got it back, though. Here's Salazar against Vernon. Behind the back on the dribble. Spin move at 20 feet. No shot. Now to Reckerman. Albers on him. Look at Reckerman go to work. He hustles down the lane. Hooks it toward the backboard. And attracted a two-shot foul. This Trent Reckerman so far, Chuck, pretty slippery. He can go one-on-one against you. And it looks like Minster kind of clears part of the floor for him to do just that.
And he picked up the second foul on Albers, too. So
Franowy 2, Albers 2. Bad news for Fort Laramie. The free throw by Trent Reckerman is long. It hit the back of the rim, and I think it landed in a wad of bazooka bubblegum on the back iron. It stuck there, and then kerplunk, it fell in.
I think it was his lob wedge.
Reckerman connects on number two. Well, Trent Reckerman has flipped in four free throws, and now Minster has a two-point lead over Fort Laramie, 14-12, first advantage for the Wildcats in this game tonight. Fort Laramie without a three-point make. Here's a drive down the left side of the lane, all the way to the rack. It is hooked up and missed by Caleb Meyer. Long rebound, though, to Burning. Look out, he's got it. Three-pointer Burning. That's what those long rebounds will do for your offense. Fort Laramie up 1-15-14. First triple by the Redskins. Here's a big-time travel by Nixon on the interior for Minster. He tried to do too much. He was well-guarded. Continued from 12, 15 feet away to try to make progress toward the basket. Stumbled a couple of times. Could have been whistled for a walk on each occasion. It was finally blown.
And I'll tell you what, Holzer gave him some good minutes right there.
He sure did. Very good portion of the first half turned in by Evan Holzer, 6'3 senior for Fort Laramie. Here's a steal by Minster at midcourt. It's taken away by Reckerman. He darts the other way, fouled on the way up. And it's committed by Caleb Meyer of Fort Laramie, sending Trent Reckerman, who's 4 of 4 at the free throw line, right back to the charity stripe again. 6:44 left in the second quarter. Fort Laramie up 1-15-14. Last Fort Laramie possession, Chuck. My head was down when I looked up. Reckerman was off and running. How did Fort Laramie make the mistake?
Just a weak pass. Telegraph where he was going to throw it.
And Reckerman, which he does in football, jumped the route, picked it off. He makes one, misses one. We're tied at 15. Redskins with the rebound. 6.5 to go, second quarter. Burning coming off a made three-pointer and having scored 7 so far in this game. Fakes the shot in the corner. Throws it cross-court to a teammate. It is thrown up there by Caleb Maurer. No good, in and out. Long rebound, Fort Laramie. Burning, in and out. Rebound, Minster. Oh, my goodness. Fort Laramie fans thought there was a foul inside against Minster. No call. Here's Reckerman bullying his way down the lane. Good defense on the play by Caleb Maurer. He got a fist on the leather and spanked it out of bounds. 15-15 tie. 6:10 to go, second quarter. We've had 3 overtimes between these two clubs the last 3 years. Here's Nixon on the arc. Backs his man down. Goes to Schmidt, right back to Nixon. Nixon around, Nate Meyer. 7-footer, in, out, no. Rebound, Fort Laramie. Nixon, point-blank range, couldn't get the chippy. Here comes the Redskins into the forecourt. Ball thrown on the arc to Devin Ratterman. Devin crossed the top of the circle to Caleb Meyer, now to Nate. Nate leans in below the foul stripe. and he rims a 14-footer. Rebound punched at by Minster. 5:42 left to go here in the second quarter. Game tied 15-15. Substitution for Minster. We'll give it to you momentarily. Ben Wepker, 6'4 forward post player in. He's a senior. Redskins inbound the ball, over guarding on Minster. Amazingly, Chuck, in what, almost 11, 12 minutes of play, that's the first foul on Minster in this game?
Yeah, they're playing really clean.
Ball lobbed in by Fort Loramie, and as it's done so, Minster guilty quickly of foul number two.
He had a death grip on Meyer that time.
Team foul number two on Minster. Two fouls and a split second. Five on Fort Loramie. 5.5 to go, second quarter. Ball inbounded by Minster, or I should say by Fort Loramie, on the arc to Nate Meyer. And he puts the ball on the deck, starts to drive into the top of the circle. He's checked aggressively. Another foul on Minster, 3 in 5 seconds.
I'll tell you what, Nate that time got away with a forearm push to get him off of him.
Inbounding Fort Loramie, Caleb Maurer on the arc. Pitches 25 feet away to Caleb Meyer. There's also a Nate Meyer. Here's Caleb Meyer down the lane. He found an opening on the dead run. Hoisted one up with the left hand. Knew he wouldn't make it, but contact was coming. He was blistered on the arm, and he'll get two. Caleb Meyer taking a page out of the Trent Retkerman playbook right there. Couple foul shots for Caleb. First one in the air. Dips his knees. Got it. 16-15 Fort Loramie. 5:23 left, second quarter. Here on Scores, broadcast.com. Pretty quickly played first half so far.
Yep.
The stoppages have been rare, few and far between. Second foul shot, Caleb Meyer. Yes. Got them both. Fort Loramie up two. Redskins' biggest lead, 6-8-2. Minster into the forecourt. 25 feet away with the ball for Minster. It is Falk to Retkerman to Wepker on top. Schmidt puts it on the deck. Spin move down the lane. Shovels left hand. Backboard rim. Falls off. Rebound taken down nicely by Caleb Meyer of Fort Loramie. Backcourt to Nolan Burning. Burning timeline. Checked by Schmidt. Burning's got Schmidt on his hip. Drives down the lane all the way to the rim. Left hand. It rolled off. No good. Rebound Minster. Here comes Schmidt. Forecourt. Behind him to Retkerman. Shot fake. Darts down the lane all the way to the rack. Got it! And a foul. Heck of a play by Retkerman of Minster.
Kid's an athlete.
Yeah, boy. Scoreboard reads 17-17 tie. Retkerman a chance to snap it.
That's Caleb Meyer, his second. They got three players with two now.
Back into the game, Evan Holscher for Fort Loramie, 6'3" senior. Fort Loramie was saddled with multiple fouls very quickly last night against Fairlawn. Weathered the storm, played a cleaner game second half, but Fort Loramie fashions a lot of depth. Retkerman again at the stripe, got it. And he's been there now, I think, seven times, made six. Am I right, Chuck?
2, 4, 6, 7, yep.
1 point lead Minster, 4.5 to go first half. Forecourt right, Nolan Burning. High screen from Holscher. Outside the arc on the left to Nate Meyer. Ball swung to Caleb Maurer to the foul line. Here's Devin Ratterman 30 feet away. Devin, free throw line into the paint. Goes back to Nate Meyer. Grant Albers out with two fouls. Nick Brandewey out with two fouls. Here's Caleb Maurer, far right wing, top of the key, down the lane. Oh, he was gliding without dribbling. He traveled.
They need to shoot that one.
Yep. 4:08 to go, second quarter. 1 point lead, Minster. It's being played tightly. We figured it would. The last three contests between the two clubs, overtime. All of them won by the Redskins. Right wing with the ball. Pass off on the play to Schmidt. Schmidt hits Nixon, low post right, rimmed it from 6 feet. Rebound Fort Loramie. Redskins quickly into the forecourt, top of the circle. It is Nolan Burning. Tried to use a moving screen from Holscher. Wasn't called. Couldn't take advantage. Fed it to Nate Meyer. Back to Holscher. Back to Nate straight away. 3.5 to go. Second quarter. 18-17. Fort Loramie down one. Burning's got an opening. He goes into the lane, pivot shot, blocked out of bounds by Nixon.
He's got about four blocks right now. He does a good job protecting the basket.
Yep, he's a wide body in there, agile as well. Good spring off the floor. Ball inbounded to Holscher in the right corner, on top to Nate Meyer. Into the post area, good position for Caleb Maurer. Out of nowhere comes Nixon again to deflect it. Quickly down the floor to Salazar. A long launch, way short. Scrap for the rebound, over the back against Fort Loramie. Team foul six on the Redskins, four on Minster. 3:12 to go here in quarter number two. 18-17, Minster in the lead. That was team foul seven, I beg you pardon, and Minster shoots. Free throw, Minster Wildcats, 1-1, and it's good by Brady Holscher, who's in the game off the bench. It's not Retkerman, Brady Holscher, 6 foot junior. He sinks one like Retkerman did a few minutes ago. Chuck
used his club.
And the ball just stuck on the flange, landed there in the air, sat for an instant, and went in. Second one, all money. That was right down through the netting perfectly. And Minster owns its biggest lead in this game, 3 points, 20-17. 3:05 left here in quarter number two. Fort Loramie's gone nearly 2 minutes without a field goal. Top of the circle, left-hand jumper, Evan Holscher out of his range. Backboard, rim, no good. Rebound, Salazar Minster on the romp up the floor. Gives it up far right wing to Fulk. Hits a cutter down the lane. Spinning on the dead run is Brady Holscher. No, left it short, and Fort Loramie gets the rebound and calls a timeout. 2:42 left in the half. Minster by three on scoresbroadcast.com.
The Gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
Located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the Gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
I wonder what went on during that timeout, Chuck. Perhaps a play designed here for this possession for the Skins?
Well, you got 2:42. I'm sure he's just talking to them about taking care of the basketball, but they've turned the ball over three out of the last four possessions.
And Minster has cashed in. Minster scored five straight points to go up by three. 2:25 left, quarter number two. Fort Loramie weaving the ball out high. Fort Loramie bothered a bit by foul trouble, as the Redskins were last night. Entering the top of the circle, going to the foul line is Nolan Burning. Fadeaway shot short. Long rebound, though, right back to Nolan. He's got an avenue into the lane, leaves it behind him for Nate Meyer. He darts down the middle, dumps it off low on the left to teammate Caleb Maurer. Shot is up, off the rim, backboard, good. Whistle, foul, Minster. Count it, plus one.
A good defensive change that time. During the timeout, Minster came out after Loramie talked about what they wanted to do offensively. Minster came out in the zone.
Interesting counter by head coach Mike McClure. At the free throw line for Fort Loramie, Caleb Maurer, M-A-U-R-E-R, just a frosh. Chance to complete the three-point play, and he does. A lot of rim, and it's spun down through. 20-20 tie. 2 minutes left, first half. 25 feet away with the ball is Minster, handled by Adam Kettner, who's in. Kettner, 5'10 junior. Hits a teammate, Brady Holscher, down the right side of the lane. Running hook shot. Missed it. Rebound, Fort Loramie. Nolan Burning across the center circle. We're tied up at 20. Chuck, we said we might have a game 40 to 45 points. That's what we are on pace for.
Not a surprise.
If somebody gets to 50, they're going to win this by two or three buckets. Far right wing, it's Nate Meyer for Fort Loramie. And he makes a dribble drive starting from 30 feet away, goes to the foul line. A Minster player is on his hip. It's called a hold. Team foul six on Minster. And now Fort Loramie's in the bonus. Minute 24 to go here in quarter number two. 20-20 deadlock. Redskins inbound the basketball. Caleb Maurer into backcourt to Nate Meyer, up ahead to Burning. It's clawed loose by Minster. Fort Loramie recollects, nearly a foul. Redskins have got it. Entering the paint, Caleb Maurer feeds down low to a teammate. Ball loose, held ball, and it is Fort Loramie possession.
That was Kettner. Made a nice defensive play there. He stepped right in. That was going to be a layup.
Right.
And he did a good job defensively getting in the way.
Lengthy period of seconds. Fort Loramie has held the ball here, retaining it after the alternating arrow was in play. Down to a minute left in the first half, tied up at 20. Ball lobbed to Nolan Burning, 25 feet away. He retreats to 30 feet out. Goes between the legs. Foul line down the right side of the lane. Muscles one up. Nixon got a piece of it. Couldn't hold it. And he fumbled it away out of bounds. Fort Loramie ball still. How about that? Nixon's been a pretty good rim protector in there for the Wildcats so far. Nixon's done a good job. Ball lobbed in way out high to Evan Holscher. He catches over Nixon. Bounces left baseline to Burning. Into the right corner, Caleb Maurer. Paint area, fadeaway, 12-footer, hit the back iron. Guess what? Long rebound, Redskins. Nate Meyer tracked it down, and now you might as well play for one. 34 ticks left to go, second period. Tied up at 20. Here's Caleb Maurer sprinting down the lane. Fallaway shot blocked by Nixon. Redskins didn't play for one. Head coach Corey Britton not pleased.
Freshman mistake.
Here's a long three, left corner, Retkerman way overshot for Minster. That was a poor shot selection right there.
Yes, it was. 18 seconds to go.
Yeah, leaving the Redskins the final 10. Down to 8. Burning high right to Nate Meyer. Shot fake. Foul line extended. Down the lane against Nixon. Yes, and a foul on Nixon. Superb play by Nate Meyer, picking up where he left off last night.
That's his first two.
Isn't that something? Yeah. That shows you how this Fort Loramie team is really creating balance.
Well, they got Brandwee and Albers and Caleb Meyer all sitting this whole quarter with two fouls.
22-20, 23-20. Nate Meyer completes the three-point play. 2 seconds left. Ball thrown to Nixon. Here's a heave from 50. Short, no good. First half in the books at Fort Loramie. It's been a good one. Well contested, nothing decided. Very likely we'll go overtime again, just as the last three have between these two clubs, the Minster Wildcats and the Fort Loramie Redskins. As I mentioned, the last three contests, all of them OT, each one won by Fort Loramie. Our halftime break coming up, brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine. We'll take a look at the scoring. We'll have our locale equipment cheerleader spotlight segment as well. Fort Loramie up by 3, 23-20 over Minster after two quarters of play on scoresbroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In-Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In-Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you too will return to the In-Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, 7 of us, including 5 children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274.
At U.S. Bank, we believe hard work works. That means working late nights to crush tomorrow's meeting works. Making a budget and trying to stick to it works. And saving today, tomorrow, and the day after to afford that first home, that works too. No matter the goals, we have the tools, expertise, and people to help you all along the way. Visit usbank.com/hardwork to see how we can help you reach your goals. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
U.S. Bank offers you 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District.
I'd like to make a toast to the barbecue beef melt smothered in sweet, tangy barbecue sauce on Texas toast from Frisch's Big Boy.
Cheers!
Well, I'd like to make a toast to their new cranberry turkey melt covered in their cranberry tartar sauce, also on Texas toast.
Hear, hear!
And I would like to make a toast to the Monte Cristo with ham and Swiss cheese and drizzled with warm syrup.
Was that a fake accent?
Well, it's on French toast, so I thought I...
Yeah, that's not a French accent.
All at your local Frisch's, home of burgers, breakfast, and Big Boy.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
This is Scores, broadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Your radio on your phone for high school sports in the upper Miami Valley. Halftime here at Fort Loramie, 23-20. Redskins lead the Minster Wildcats. Pleased to promote Hoing & Hoing Builders in Anna, a new sponsor on Scores broadcast. Hoing & Hoing has served Shelby County and neighboring counties since 1977, specializing in custom-built homes on your lot or any of our lots northeast of Kettlersville on Rutger Road. We offer services including home remodels, additions, and outbuildings. With over 200 years of experience among our current employees, Hoing & Hoing has become one of the premier builders in the area. So if you're looking for a large 2.5-acre country lot, Hoing & Hoing Builders currently has lots for sale on Rutger Road. They're in the Anna School District. High-speed internet is available. If you'd like info, pick up the phone and call 937-394-7144. 394-7144. What you can imagine, we can create at Hoing & Hoing Builders in Anna. Our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine. Fort Loramie up 3, Chuck.
Yeah, they have a 17-9 rebounding advantage. They have really hit the boards hard. 6-1 on the offensive boards. The Minster only turned the ball 3 times in the first half. Loramie only turned it 4 times. It's still really taking care of the basketball. Loramie only went to the free throw line 4 times, made them all. Minster, 8 of 11 from the free throw line. They were led by Trent Retkerman with 8. They got 6 from Jacob Salazar, both on 3s in the first quarter. 4 from Justin Nixon and 2 from Brady Holscher. They scored 12 and 8, 20 in the first half. Loramie led in scoring. They're very balanced. Led in scoring, Nolan Burning had 7. They got, let's see, they got 4 from Caleb Meyer. They got 4 from Grant Albers. They got 3 from Nate Meyer. They got 3 from Caleb Meyer. They got 2 from Nick Brandewey. They scored 12 and 11. Lead at 23-20 at the half.
What do you think, Chuck, is going on in the locker rooms? What is the conversation all about?
Well, you know, I'm not sure. There's not a lot you have to change. Both teams playing outstanding defense. We knew we were going to see that. Taking care of the basketball. Loramie got to try to keep kids out of foul trouble. That's 2 nights in a row that they've had some of their key players have to sit a long time in the first half.
Weather the storm here again tonight, up 3 with starters sitting.
Well, and that just shows you, we've said this, they're very deep. And Holscher has come off the bench and done a nice job tonight. And that's good because, you know, he's not somebody they count on a ton,
right,
but he's given them good minutes tonight.
Fort Loramie leads Minster 23-20 here at the half. Our report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney on scoresbroadcast.com.
Early in her freshman basketball season in 2016, Fort Loramie's Marissa Meiring suffered a serious knee injury. But in just 6 months, thanks to Wilson Health Sports Medicine. Marissa, now a senior, was healthy and back in the game. Listen now to another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story, as told by Marissa's parents, Betsy and Kevin Myring.
It was practice on December 15th when our daughter Marissa went down with a knee injury. Wilson Health Sports Medicine stepped in, assessed the knee injury as a complete ACL tear and a meniscus tear. It was a little devastating to hear as she started off her freshman year so strong.
However, Ryan Castle, Wilson Health Sports Medicine athletic trainer, played a major role in Marissa's full recovery.
There's so many great things that I can say about Ryan. He was just fantastic. He was there supporting Marissa every step of the way, from her injury to the assessment to surgery to rehab, all the way to her full recovery.
And successful surgery on Marissa's knee was performed by orthopedic surgeon Dr. Matthew Heckler.
Marissa's surgeon, Dr. Heckler, was terrific. We had full confidence in him. He was just so compassionate and caring toward Marissa. I'll never forget the day in his office when he gave her the diagnosis of the ACL tear. Of course, she was in tears, and Dr. Heckler handed her a box of Kleenex and said, "It's going to be okay. I'm going to get you fixed up, and we'll get you back on the court."
Marissa responded. After a solid sophomore basketball season, she excelled as a junior. She was named Girls Shelby County Player of the Year, First Team All Southwest District, and Special Mention All Ohio.
We're so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
23-20 here at halftime. Fort Loramie in the lead over Minster. Chuck, let's hear from Dan Holland, Superintendent, Fort Loramie Schools. Big event happened here December 27th. Hoops for a Cure, highly successful, great night. Fort Loramie played well, beat Anna. I talked with Dan Holland, superintendent, just a few weeks ago, and he highlighted the many successes on the court, field of play, in the classroom from student-athletes at Fort Loramie, and recognized three female student-athletes and their recent college signings.
Three young ladies, both in three different sports. Madison Lessing signed a letter of intent to go to UNOH in golf. Kennedy Gephardt, an outstanding athlete, signed at BGSU for track. And Andrea Rotifer is going to Trine, and she will be competing in the pole vault. Between all our fall sports, we had over 20 All-Ohio student-athletes, and also Max Hoyne was Player of the Year in Division VII in defense for football. So we've got kids that are excelling on the court, on the field, and also in the classroom with the academic All-Ohios as well.
Hey, highlight the FFA students, ninth in the nation in their endeavors.
Yeah, I was really impressed. Justin Putoff, Blake Holthouse, Austin Bullheimer, and James Keller competed in the national event for ATMS and got ninth place. And I went and watched them practice, and it was really impressive to see how they troubleshoot and just really problem-solve skills that will help them later in life. But what an outstanding placement for our school and those kids.
Hey, how about the high school band performing at Disney?
Yeah, I was never very musically inclined, but I wasn't able to go, but we had plenty of videos sent back, and the kids had a lot of fun. And Kyle Kanapke, our band director, has done a lot to improve his program and get buy-in from the kids. And it's trips like these that I think help keep his numbers up, keep kids interested. And we got a lot of positive reports about how our kids behaved and the fun that they had there. So what a great experience for those kids.
Dan Holland, Superintendent of Schools, Fort Loramie, thanks so much. We'll see you again in the office on the basketball floor when Fort Loramie plays, and on the basketball floor when Fort Loramie's not playing and you're officiating.
Well, I appreciate that, and I just wanted to make sure I let everybody know how much we appreciate what you guys do for all the kids, the exposure you give them, the time that you spend to go and make sure that folks that can't make it to the games can listen to the play-by-play, and just want to thank you for all you do for our student-athletes.
Dan Holland, Superintendent of Schools at Fort Loramie. Fort Loramie, all the schools in the county, Chuck, roll out the red carpet for us, don't they?
Absolutely.
We start the third quarter of this game here on scoresbroadcast.com. Fort Loramie in front of Minster by 3, 23-20. Long possession in progress right here now by Minster as we open up action to begin the second half. Here's Schmidt for Minster on the arc. trying to lob inside to Nixon, intercepted by Fort Loramie. Oh, here's a drive down the floor. Caleb Meyer all the way to the rim, blocked away by Minster. Contact on the rebound. What do we have? Foul, Fort Loramie.
His third foul on Albers. He ran the floor, did a good job of running the floor, and got himself in trouble.
That hurts. He's got three. Must sit.
He didn't play hardly last night.
Wow. Grant is probably, well, he is for sure the best matchup for Nixon of Minster that the Redskins possess. And he's got a set. 23-20. First minute. Third quarter of this game. Fort Loramie hit the three. And right away, they go to work on Nixon. Nixon is not guarded by Albers, is on the bench. Holscher's on him. Nixon with a muscle move to the rim. Low block, right side. Powers for two. And it's 23-22. Fort Loramie up one. 6:40 left here in the third quarter of this game. Nick Brandewee with two fouls on the court now for Fort Loramie. Hand off to Burning. Burning foul line, enters the paint, flips it back out to Brandewee. Brandewee into the paint area. Fall away, 14-footer, got it. Nice job, Brandewee. 25-22, Fort Loramie by three. First 2 minutes, third quarter. It's a nail-biter, nip and tuck. Last three games between the two schools, overtime. All won by Fort Loramie. Redskins have won 9 of the last 12.
Redskins have come out in a 3-2 zone now.
I like it. It's got Minster a little mystified, but Salazar's not mystified. He hoists in a long three-pointer, swishes it from the corner.
That's the problem with a zone. Is yep. You leave some spots, and that kid's going to find it.
Salazar's got three of them in this game. 9 points for him behind the arc. Game tied, and then answering Nate Meyer for Fort Loramie with a sparkling reverse layup. Good shot by Nate Meyer. 27-25, Fort Loramie by two. Dribble drive by Schmidt. Outside the arc to Nixon. Deep left corner, Retkerman. Off balance lefty, little crooked, grazed the iron and went out of bounds. Redskins ball up two, 5:24 left here in the third quarter. Chuck, a three-possession lead in this game would be significant.
It would be huge.
Midcourt with the ball. Nate Meyer for Fort Loramie. Off to Burning. Back to Nate. Nate 30 feet away. Defense out high for Minster challenging. Randowee darts to the top of the circle. He's picked up there by Brady Holscher is in. Foul line, it goes to Nate Meyer. And Meyer staggers down the left side of the lane and walks. Good call. Official observed it. Right on it. Far into the floor. Minster will bring it down. And it's inbounded by Retkerman. Backcourt to Schmidt. Eric Schmidt, the 5'11 junior point guard, swings it to the right side. Curls a pass back out on top to Brady Holscher. Into the post to Nixon. To Salazar. He guns a three-pointer off the back rim. Rebounding foul in the paint. I think it's on Minster. Yep, Fort Loramie possession. 4:42 left, third quarter. Fort Loramie up to 27-25. Biggest lead in this game was 6. In the first 3.5 minutes, Fort Loramie was up 8-2. And Salazar warmed up. And the biggest lead since has been 3 points.
Yes, it's as close like we knew it was going to be. Retkerman just picked up his third foul. He's going to have to sit for a little bit.
And he's very valuable.
Yeah, he led him in scoring in the first half with 8.
Excellent free throw shooter. Can take it to the rim on the dribble. Here's an inside pass by Fort Loramie. Deflected out by Schmidt. Redskins will throw back in. The 5 on the floor for Fort Loramie right now. Nick Brandewee, Nate Meyer, Nolan Burning, Caleb Meyer, and the 5th, I think, is Caleb Maurer. No, it's Devin Ratterman, my mistake. Baseline right, Brandewee with the ball. Little pocket pass below the rim, touched by Minster. It goes over the baseline. Let's see if the Redskins try to free up Devin Ratterman here. It's lobbed into him, head of the key. He steps behind the arc. Coming out to catch, right flank is Caleb Meyer. Mid post, it's Brandewee. He's doubled, spin move. Wants to fade and shoot, doesn't. Goes to Nate Meyer on the arc. Long three-pointer, short. Rebound, Minster. Here come the Wildcats. 2-point lead, Fort Loramie. Here's a walk in the lane by Minster. No call. Schmidt took steps. Rebound down to Fort Loramie. We're stuck at 27-25. Ranaway deep in the right corner for Fort Loramie. Big possession here. Chance to go up four or five. Caleb Meyer into the top of the circle. Flips it out near the center line to Nate Meyer. Nixon mans the post. He's patrolling that area defensively for Minster. Three and a half to go, third quarter. Nate Meyer down the lane, right around Nixon. Nixon hindered him. Shot short. Rebound Minster. Four court left at Schmidt. Cross court to Salazar. Salazar on the bounce. Looks for help. Goes 25 feet away to Schmidt. On the drive, it's Brady Holscher. Late feed low on the left to Nixon. Wide open. Banked it in. Timeout, Minster. 3:07 left, third quarter, game tied on scoresbroadcast.com.
Lacow Equipment in Jackson Center is a founding sponsor of scoresbroadcast.com. Lacow manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment used by cities and contractors around the world. Lacow supplies parts for street sweepers, highway mowers, refuse collectors, and salt spreaders, for example. Its roots date back to 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Lacow. Locally, Lacow is pleased to promote high school scholarship programs. And scoresbroadcast.com was conceived a dozen years ago, all thanks to the support from Lacow Equipment in Jackson Center.
Lacow underwrites our student athlete spotlight segment. Tonight, Fort Loramie cheerleader Lily Rodriguez, a senior, is recognized. 3.5 GPA, daughter of Michelle. Lily has a younger sister, a junior, Angel, at Fort Loramie. She's active in yearbook, competition cheer, volunteers to assist at Bible school, has also volunteered for the Brandewee benefit. She'll study at Wright State, Xavier, UD, or Toledo. Options are open. She'll pursue nursing. For Minster, we highlight Gabrielle Werman, a sophomore cheerleader, 3.9 GPA. Daughter of Dan and Sue. She's a softball pitcher, active in drama club, Girl Scouts, church choir, art club, youth leadership, possibly Ohio State, to study veterinary science. Here's a cross-court pass to Fort Loramie after the timeout. Picked off on the play by Schmidt. He runs the other way. Driving layup is good. I said Schmidt. It was Ben Webker on the pickoff. Interception results in a quick two. Live ball turnover by Fort Loramie. Basket Wildcats, who are in front, 29-27. Oh. Fort Loramie comes right back inside post play. Nate Meyer, little shot fake up strong, wouldn't go in for him, but he's yanked on the arm by Minster.
Actually, those numbers are hard to see. Last basket was by Holscher for Minster.
I'm sorry. That was a great steal by him. Fine anticipation shot.
Absolutely.
The way he went, took it the last 40 feet to the hoop.
That's why I wanted to give him credit.
Yes. Brady Holscher, big steal and layup. Nate Meyer had his arm jerked on here at this end while shooting down low for Fort Loramie. Sinks the first free throw. 29-28 Minster. That shot by Nate off to the right. Holscher scrapping for the rebound against Nixon. Nixon manages to gobble it up. Minster attacking, up one, 2:20 left, third quarter. Ball lobbed into the lane to Nixon. Nixon 25 feet away on the left, goes to Salazar. Step back three, short. That might have been a little too far for him, even though he can gun it from way out. Here's Fort Loramie down the floor in a hurry. Ball thrown to Nate Meyer, and the running back of the football team takes it the last 30 feet all the way to the cup, up and good, and a foul on Minster. Heck of a play by Nate Meyer.
I'll tell you, he is the most improved on this basketball team from last year to this year.
Substitution in for Minster. I think we've seen a little bit of, is that 6'6", Carson Pringer?
Yep, 34. Pringer's in the game now, yep.
Three-point play converted by Nate Meyer. He was fouled on the bucket. And Loramie sneaks back ahead by two, 31-29. Final 2 minutes. Third quarter, Pringer top of the circle. Oh, what a theft on the play by Brandewee. He picked the pocket of Pringer, then lost the ball. It rolled out of bounds to Minster. Far side of the floor, inbounding will be Minster, which is down a bucket, 31-29. Seesaw battle, back and forth. I stopped counting, Chuck, at seven ties. We've got seven ties and at least that many lead changes. Mincer with the ball, top of the circle. It's Springer. Springer picked up by Brandewey. On a weed to Salazar. Boy, you've got to know where he is at all times. Cross court, Brady Holscher. Foul line, Nixon puts it on the deck. Drives against Evan Holscher, does Nixon. And Nixon coughed up the ball. Fort Loramie's got it. Minute 26 to go. Yes. Oh, great no-look pass by Brandewey to Evan Holscher. He muffed it. Mincer back the other way. What a play! Brady Holscher took it the last 60 feet.
Well, that tied it up.
Brady Holscher with two brilliant drives. We've got a discussion near sideline. The official and Mincer head coach Mike McClurg. Clock is stopped. A minute 16 left, third quarter. We're even up 31-31. Tell you what, Brady Holscher, he is really quick on his feet.
Yeah, he took it the length that time.
Boy, he
shot it with his left hand. Did a nice job protecting the basketball.
He's made a couple of nifty mad dashes to the basket. One about two-thirds the length of the court. After a lost ball underneath the Fort Loramie basket, the other by Holscher, a pickpocket at the center line. He took that one the last 40. Two driving hoops by him here in this third quarter for Mincer to spark the Wildcats. It's a 31-31 tie. Final 65 seconds of the third stanza. Brandewey on the arc for Fort Loramie. Ball high overhead. Popping out to catch Nolan Burning. Back to Holscher. Holscher on the floor because Grant Albers has got three fouls. Deep in the right corner, Brandewey. Brandewey around the defender who pushed him out of bounds. Common personal. Fort Loramie, by the way, has fouled just once in the second half.
Just the opposite of, and unfortunately for them, though, it was on Albers.
Yes. Yeah, that one foul this half was Albers' third. Four on Mincer in this half. 54 seconds to go, third quarter. Playmaker below the rim, Burning. Pitches it out back to Nate Meyer. Meyer 30 feet away, 20 feet away. Goes left side to Caleb Meyer. And Caleb, herky-jerky, move down the lane off the underneath side of the board, and it glanced out of bounds. He got too deep. 31-31 tie. Well, Salazar from Minster's taken about six or seven shots. He's been limited. He's made, what, three, Chuck?
He's made three threes.
Midcourt with the ball is number two, Eric Schmidt, behind the back on the dribble for Mincer. Gives it up to Brady Holscher. Straight away it goes to Brian Falk. Now Salazar, right wing. 25 seconds left, third quarter. Salazar spreads the floor. All over him, Burning. Left side pass, Brady Holscher. Left-hand dribble. Brady through the top of the key. Picked up tightly on the play by Caleb Meyer. There's a wild hook shot through the paint area by Salazar. That was a shot you wouldn't even try in the game of horse. Didn't look like he was fouled. Thought he walked for sure. Bailed out with a whistle.
Yeah, I'm not sure I'm going to blow the whistle on that one if I'm an official.
A couple of free throws here for Salazar. Up and in and out. It dipped over the front rim. Curled away. No.
Too close. He needs a big back and shoot a three.
Yes. Boy, he is an adept three-point shooter. Second free throw, Salazar, way hard. He couldn't connect in either one. Fort Loramie with the ball. 8 seconds to go, third quarter. Tied at 31. Brandewey outside the arc in the right. High dribble. Step back three-pointer. Got it at the buzzer. How about that? Nick Brandewey, certainly not one of the top four or five three-point shooters for Fort Loramie, but he had a little bit of space, let it fly, swish, and the Redskins are up three after three on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Digman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Digman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Digman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
3-point lead. Fort Loraming, we're seconds from starting the fourth. By the way, it's Anna hosting Rushi on Tuesday night. We've got the action on scoresbroadcast.com. Two Rushi family-owned firms doing business for 60 years, both proud supporters of Scores Broadcast, Superior Aluminum and Francis Schulte. Thanks to both Superior and Francis Schulte and Rushi, two of the many unique industries in Shelby County that help make the region a great place in which to live, work, raise families, and receive an education. Here is Fort Loraming starting the fourth and final quarter. Grant Albers back on the floor. An inside post move blocked by Nixon, taken away by the Wildcats, who bring it down the floor. Errant throw, almost swiped by Fort Loraming, goes out of bounds to Minster.
Tell you what, Nixon is a good inside defender.
Boy, sure is. Deceiving, gets off the ground with big hops. And he's a wide body, very strong, good muscle.
Doesn't foul.
Plays a clean game. Controls that paint area, and he has made it difficult for Fort Loraming when they've gone down below the foul stripe. First 40 seconds gone, fourth quarter, Minster ball. Wildcats down three. Out on the arc, it's Falk. Here's a wild drive all the way to the rack. Threw it in on the run. Oh, what a play by Falk. Woo! Kissed one in off the window. Didn't think that was in his repertoire, Chuck.
No, I don't think he's going to make a lot of those.
He made it look easy. 34-33, Fort Loraming by one. Albers takes Nixon down inside. Shot fake. A banker from eight. Good by Albers.
There you go. Get him off his feet. Now you got a shot.
Executed nicely by Albers. 3-point lead, Fort Loraming. 6:45 to go here in the fourth. Minster's fault. Gives it up to Holscher. Holscher's done a good job off the bench. Lobs down low to Nixon. It's too far. Punched away by Caleb Meyer of Fort Loraming. Good steal by him. He batted the ball to Brandewey, who threw it right back to Caleb. Down in the right corner, foul Minster. Team five. And that's four on Retkerman. He's got to sit. Tell you what, his play in the last quarter plus has been nullified by foul trouble.
He is, he didn't score. He had eight in the second quarter. At halftime, he didn't score in the third quarter.
Fort Loraming inbounding, baseline right. Trigger man is Burning. Burning looks, goes to Albers, left corner, drives down inside on Nixon. Albers is tight roping the boundary and stepped out. Turnover. Again Tuesday night, it's Rushi at Anna. We've got the action on scoresbroadcast.com at 7:10. And in Rushi, we've got a couple of fine underwriting sponsors, as noted. The Francis Schulte Company and Superior Aluminum. We thank all the staff and associates at both Superior and Francis Schulte. Here's Minster dribbling into traffic. Stolen on the play by Fort Loraming. Caleb Meyer down the floor into the right corner. Looks for help. Goes out on top to Nick Brandewey. 3-point lead, Fort Loraming. A chance to inch it out to 5 or 6. Under 6 to play, fourth period. Albers high left. Redskins have had a couple previous chances to build on the lead. Here's another. Albers baseline right against Nixon. Albers might take that shot from there. Nope. Gives it up to Caleb Meyer. Top of the circle to Burning. It's dropped. Picked up by Fort Loraming. Albers on the bounce. 5 team fouls on Minster. Dribbling top of the circle. Nate Meyer down the left side of the lane. Late feed inside for Albers. Broken up and stolen by Minster. Good defensive play. Up the floor, Brady Holscher. Holscher on the go. Nearly tied up at the top of the key. Gets it out of trouble of Salazar. He wants to launch. Can't do it. He's covered up too tightly. 30 feet away at Schmidt. Hand off to Falk. Down near the 5-minute mark. Minster down three with the ball. Salazar straight away. Picked up by Caleb Meyer of Fort Loraming. Behind the screen, near side at Schmidt. They try to look for Nixon low on the left. Can't get it to him. Nixon pops out to catch. Checked by Albers. Nixon bullies into the lane. Throws to the 3-point shooter. A high arch over Brady Holscher. No good. Rebound Fort Loraming. Brandon, we down the floor to Albers. 4:44 to go. Chuck, we didn't think it would take 50 to win it. It's going to require, what, mid-40s?
42, 44.
Just like we thought. Albers, top of the circle, tries to spread the floor against Nixon. Starts to drive, pulls up, feeds Brandewee in the left corner. Fort Loramie up three, 36-33. Nick, head of the key, stop and go move. Hits the cutter down the lane. Nate Meyer around Nixon. Shot hindered, short, no good. Good play by Nixon. Nate rushed it. Minster's got the ball. That's four chances Fort Loramie's had to go up five or six. Long three-pointer, Salazar, got it. He got a double screen, let it fly. We're all tied. His fourth triple, 4 minutes left. 36-36 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Check out the fine inventory of new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram on West Main in Fort Loramie. Super deals plus customer pricing and financing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's back in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. And he's still smiling today because three generations of Geyer's have done business the very same way. See the new Dodges, Chryslers, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie. And see them online, too, at GAIERSinc.com.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Don't forget Tom and Jerry's. Say if you need the right comfort for your home or business, call on Tom and Jerry's. Plumbing, electric, heating, and air conditioning in Fort Loramie on Dawson Road. One of our fine underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. Tom and Jerry's is well known for its high quality service. Very prompt delivery of service, I might add. So if you want your business or home to feel perfectly comfortable, no matter what the outside temp is, call on Tom and Jerry's. Mike Holdhouse and his well-qualified techs are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Make an appointment at the company website, TomJerry's.com, or call Mike Holdhouse at 937-295-3243. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Dawson Road in Fort Loramie. Visit TomJerry's.com. Well, after the Salazar three, head coach Mike McClurg of Minster called a timeout. Fort Loramie's got possession deep in the right corner. 3:48 to go in the game. We're tied at 36. Outside the arc, it's Nolan Burning. Burning, ball high overhead. Goes to Brandewee, head of the key. Darts to the foul line, down the lane. Herky-jerky moves.
Nice pass.
Great pass for Nate Meyer on the finish. Nate got the deuce. Little bit of a scattered floor. Brandewee took advantage. 3:26 to go. Fort Loramie up by 2 points. And we've got Minster out in the arc. A fake to the left. A move to the right by Holscher. Holding foul. Nate Meyer. It's common. Team's third.
Well, Nate either hurt his ankle or his knee. And he did a real smart play to foul. They only had two team fouls. He got the clock stopped and got a chance to get off the floor because he was not able to play defense. That could get him the Clancy's Player of the Game just for that intelligence right there.
You're right. It might. Inbounding the ball for Minster is Falk. Throws to Holscher at the center line. Retkerman back on the floor with four fouls. Baseline left to Nixon. Pocket pass into the right corner. Then he hits a cutter. Falk down the lane. Rimmed it. In and out. No good. Rebound. Pinballed around off Fort Loramie. 3:12 to go. Two-point contest. We had one of these last night, Chuck. Overtime win for Fort Loramie over Fairlawn. Nixon catches foul line. Guarded by Albers. Backs him down. Goes to the hole. Powers to the rim. Foul. Albers, number four. We are so pleased here on scoresbroadcast.com to be brought to you in part by a new underwriting sponsor, Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Loramie. Physical therapist and owner Jim Spitzer, 21 years experience working in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. For the last 13 years, he's operated Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation on Center Street in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie is at 700 East Park. For information, phone 419-1491. 419-1491. Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie. Let us help you move forward. We'll talk a little more about Jim Spitzer and his fine program at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in a moment. Nixon was hit on the arm, clouded in the active shooting. He missed the first, made the second, and with 3:06 to go in the game, Fort Loramie's got possession, a one-point lead, 38-37, 16 fouls, Minster 4 in Fort Loramie. Check our pregame prediction right on the money. We said 40, 45 points would win it. We're right there.
Well, that wasn't that hard to predict. Let's be honest. One of the cheerleaders told me the same thing before the game. So.
Here's Fort Loramie, four-court right. Burning walks in front of head coach Corey Britton and signals timeout. We'll keep it right here. Talk a little more about Pinnacle. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie works with you one-on-one individually. He develops a truly customized treatment program for you. And to maintain great progress, he creates a specialized home program for you, too. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy will treat knees, shoulders, ankles, all kinds of sports injuries. He treats orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie accepts all major commercial insurances, including Anthem, plus Medicare and workers' comp. A superb physical therapist, Chuck, is a good guy to know.
Absolutely.
You can count on Jim Spitzer. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Loramie. Phone 937-419-1491, 419-1491. Pinnacle Sports Therapy helps you keep moving.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm struggling with my reconstructed knee. I may go see him myself.
2:59 to go in the game. Fort Loramie ball, Redskins possession, up one, 38-37. Fort Loramie's led in this game probably 60% to two-thirds of the way. Minster's had leads. Biggest advantage was way back at 8-2 when Fort Loramie was up. Since then, though, the biggest lead in this game has been 3 points since midway first quarter. There have been at least 10 lead changes, that many ties. 2:39 to go in the fourth, clock running. Fort Loramie ball. Redskins are in the bonus. Randall, top of the circle. Foul line. Doesn't shoot. Spins into the paint area. Double teamed. Banks a 10-footer. It rolls around. Comes off. Rebound knocked out by Fort Loramie. Minster ball. 2:27 to go. Good hard working effort, but Brandon, we just couldn't get the shot. It was on the rim, Chuck.
Throw it right off the rim. That was a good strong effort.
Yep, a good take. He muscled his way into the paint. 8-foot banker wouldn't go. Here's Minster countering down inside to Nixon. Little pick and roll. Nixon shot no good. He's manhandled though by Fort Loramie to prevent the easy deuce, sending Nixon to the line. Nate Meyer, pretty good foul right there. 2:14 to go, Fort Loramie up one. Nixon, two free throws to give Minster the lead. First shot, Josh Nixon up, swish. We're tied at 38. Here comes Grant Albers back on the floor for the Redskins. Devin Ratterman out. So for Fort Loramie, it's Nate Meyer, Brandewey, Nolan Burning, Caleb Meyer, Grant Albers. We got Salazar, Holscher, Nixon, Retkerman, Falk on the court for Minster, which has a one-point lead. Two free throws by Nixon. Dead center. 39-38. Minster up. 2 minutes left, fourth quarter. Here's Burning down the lane for Fort Loramie. Quickly backing up underneath the basket, Nixon. No drive available. Here's Albers in the paint. Baseline right, three-point try, Fort Loramie. Shot up there by Caleb Meyer, short. Rebound batted. Loramie's got the board.
Nice rebound by Albers. Boy, he went and got it.
Super play by Albers on the offensive glass. Now to Burning, pivots in the lane. Goes foul line to Grant. Running, shooting down the left side of the paint. It wouldn't go. Hit the backboard. Rim came off. Rebound Minster. Minute 33 to go. Retkerman in the left corner gives it up to Falk. Minster up one, 39-38, thanks to a couple of made free throws by Nixon. Two close shots before Loramie. Last couple trips down, neither one would fall. Minster trying to break a three-game losing streak to Fort Loramie, which fouls out near the center line. It's still common as Caleb Meyer went over the top of Brady Holscher. 39-38. Fort Loramie in the lead, or I should say Minster in the lead by one. The ball will be inbounded by Falk down to the left of the scorer's table, right near Minster head coach Mike McClure. 77 seconds to go in this game. Ty Ruhenkamp, 4-0 on his back, on the floor now for Fort Loramie. Had a fine football campaign, 6 foot sophomore.
They're putting in some foulers, what they've done.
Yes. Ball thrown into the left corner to Reckerman. Reckerman drives into the paint, hooks a pass to Nixon. Reverse layup, power move short. He was pounded on the shoulder, and he'll get two. Nixon at the stripe for Minster. He just made 2 seconds ago. He's back there again.
He's 3 of 4.
A minute 12 to go. Minster up 1. Nixon's free throw way short. That opens the door for Fort Loramie. Even if he makes here, a two-pointer would tie. A three-pointer would be good for the lead. Nixon with those bright neon-colored fluorescent tennies sinks the foul shot. 40-38 Minster. 70 seconds to go in the game. It's been a seesaw tilt. A dozen lead changes and ties. Burning over the center line. Timeout, Fort Loramie down 2. A minute 6 to go on scoresbroadcast.com.
Honesty, integrity, transparency, and accountability. These are the principles I live by and the principles I'll lead with. I'm Mark Jordan, and I'm a lifelong Republican running for Shelby County Sheriff. Find out more about me by visiting VoteJordanSheriff.com or Mark Jordan for Sheriff 2020 on Facebook. It's time for change, and I'm ready to lead the way. I'm Mark Jordan, and I approve this message. Paid for by the Committee to Elect Jordan Sheriff.
So many thanks to M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie on North Main. A huge tire sale you'll never get tired of. Big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, Cooper, and more. It's a good idea to get new tires now to grip the road firmly before a change in the weather gets a firm grip on you. M&A Muffler and Tires. Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt. 937-295-3971. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. 56 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. 2-point lead for Minster. Redskins have got the ball. Burning top of the circle. Weaves to Albers. Far left corner, Caleb Meyer. Out high to Burning. Redskins need 2 to tie. A 3 would put them up. 3-pointers have been few and far between for Fort Loramie here tonight.
They haven't shot them well.
Nope. 36 seconds left. Nate Meyer finds a teammate low on the right. Ooh. He catches and scores. It's good. Oh, what a play. Brandowick cut toward the rim sharply. Nate Meyer with a beautiful feed. Brandowick tied it. He was hacked on the arm. And with 32 seconds to go, we are at 40-40. Brandowick with a chance to complete the three-pointer. For the lead, Brandowick's free throw, much too hard. Rebound Minster. Now Minster can win it. 28 seconds left. Mike McClurg, head coach, timeout.
2 timeouts each now.
27 ticks on the scoreboard clock. We are all tied up at 40-40. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee reminding you Tuesday night it is Rushi at Anna. Rockets on a roll, having blown out Bodkins last night, playing St. Henry at home at Anna tonight. So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner. Without the help of LaCal back in 2006 and 7, we never, ever could have gotten off the ground. Thank you, LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center. Gratitude as well to American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, U.S. Bank, 29 locations, Western Ohio District, Wilson Health, Sports Medicine in Sydney, and Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies. Dickman in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Both teams in the bonus. 25 seconds to go. We're tied at 40. Minster basketball. Here's Brady Holscher, top of the circle. Gives it up to Salazar. 17 left. Salazar hangs on.
looks at head coach Mike McClurg and gets a timeout.
Well, you think in this situation, 13-7, you want to take a shot with about 4 seconds to go with a chance to get a putback if you don't make the shot without Lormy having a chance to do something besides getting about to midcourt and launching one. So it was about three and a half seconds to go would be a good time for them to take their first shot.
Yep, Fort Loramie is used to being in these kinds of games, having lost to Dotkins a week ago last night, having beaten Fairlawn last night, two overtimes a week ago, one overtime last night. And for the last 3 years, these two clubs have battled tooth and nail. The last three contests, Fort Loramie, Minster, boys hoops, all of them overtime. If Minster doesn't score here, if Fort Loramie doesn't score, should the Redskins get the ball back? You're right, Chuck, four in a row.
Yeah, well, this is the way you expect when these two teams play. And there would be some people that would say this hasn't been pretty, but I'll tell you what, it's been fun to watch. They have just battled each other.
Well, Minster's got options. Retterman is pretty slippery. He can drive it. Salazar will stay behind the arc, you can bet. If the ball goes into Nixon, he's guarded and double-teamed. He'll find the open man. Inbounding, far side of the floor. Falk for Minster. Lobbing into no one. Albers picks it off. Albers into the forecourt. Looks at head coach Corey Britton and gets a timeout. Miscommunication by Minster. Oh, my goodness. Full timeout. 10.2 to go. 40-40. Sloppy pass. Minster back in 1 minute for the finish on scoresbroadcast.com.
Meet the team at Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine. Our physicians, trainers, and therapists are highly skilled and treat injuries unique to student athletes. Wilson Athletic Trainers serve specific schools and are on site at sports contests. The Injured Athlete Clinic is open Mondays. Sports enhancement programs boost strength, speed, and flexibility. Phone 937-498-5548 or visit wilsonhospital.com. Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Hey, don't forget Brookins tonight. You've got that delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chop special. If any are left, Brookins, Elm Street, Fort Loramie, plus roasted chicken, many savory sandwiches, cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. Owner Carl Orange does a great job. He creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere at Brookins. Open till 2:30 a.m. Thursday through Saturday. Enjoy the new late-night menu. You can't beat Brookins. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Redskins inbound the ball. 7 seconds left. Here's the weave. Nate Meyer. Albers dumps it down low for Caleb Meyer. Knocked away by Minster. It's in the corner. Time expires. Fort Loramie signals timeout. No, says the referee. Overtime we have at the Redskins gym here tonight. The fourth straight year, Fort Loramie and Minster play to an OT. Redskins thought they might have gotten a timeout called, but nope. The officials wave it off. Looked like nobody really had possession. Ball was loose in the right corner of the floor. 40-40 tie. Chuck, we talked about that very point total of 80. We said if you get a little more than 40, you'll win it. And who knows? We could have a very low-scoring overtime. These two teams will value these possessions in OT very, very carefully.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to see teams out there launching threes.
Nope. These possessions will be like gold in the OT. Goffney Furniture, 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney, has high-quality furniture priced just right. The highest quality furniture for your dining and living areas, adult and youth bedrooms, and home office and entertainment spaces. Priced to fit your budget with finance options and easy application. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center, 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. Goffney can also find you a perfect fitting mattress by using the new innovative support report system. Come in and try it. You'll feel the results. Visit our showroom with hundreds of room layouts, new inventory of furniture always being shown. That's Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, GoffneyFurniture.com. Go Goffney, we've got you covered at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Fort Loramie wins the overtime tip. 4 minutes left in this game. We're tied at 40. Albers, top of the circle. Takes Nixon into the paint. Throws to Caleb Meyer on the arc. Right back to Grant. He's got four fouls, by the way. Trent Retkerman's got four for Minster. Right corner, Nate Meyer. Meyer, high right. Ooh, nearly dragged the pivot foot. In the lane to Albers. Back to the basket on Nixon. High arching floater, Albers. Good! 10-footer, Albers, a beauty. Over the top of Nixon. 42-40, Fort Loramie. 3:16 to go in the OT. Here's a bust out. Near steal by Fort Loramie. Taken away by the Redskins. Dribbling down the floor, Fort Loramie. A last second ditch reach in foul by Falk. And Fort Loramie will get the one and one.
They saved a layup. So.
Yep, sure did. Falk was diving at the feet of Caleb Meyer, who was streaking toward the basket. And the referee said, you nipped at his heels enough to call the foul.
Yeah, that was actually a break for Minster.
Yes, it was. 1-1, Caleb Meyer. These are big. 3:11 to go in the OT. Foul shot, swish! Fort Loramie up 3, 43-40. A made free throw here, Chuck, would expand this to a four-point game, the biggest lead since the middle of the first period.
I know.
Caleb Meyer shoots, and he missed it off the rim to the right. Rebound down to Falk of Minster. 43-40. Fort Loramie leads. A minute gone in OT. Far left wing, it goes to Falk. Out high to Nixon. Left side pass to Retkerman. They look for Salazar. All over him is Caleb Meyer. He's done a good job. Left-hand dribble, Falk in the corner against Burning. Nixon pops out to catch. Open player below the rim, Brady Holscher, no shot. Now Nixon, three-point land, foul line, bulldozes down the lane, awkward, high off the glass, no. Offensive board, Minster, seven-footer, yes, by Falk. Offensive glass by Falk, up and in, 43-42.
Big basket.
Yes, one-point lead, Fort Loramie, 2:20 left in the overtime session. Fourth straight year, we've gone OT. Redskins have won the previous three. Brandewee, Evan Holscher out high. Evan at 6'3 on the floor. Oh, gives it up on the play to Caleb Meyer. Gets drop kicked 60 feet down the floor by Minster. Goes out of bounds.
These guys ought to just schedule each other, play the league games on Friday and play each other on Saturday. I'd go watch them.
Oh, I sure would too. Boy, you can count on a close one.
Absolutely.
And Fort Loramie inbounding with two to go in the OG. Slowly to midcourt, Nolan Burning. Holscher checks him tightly, and Holscher pops it away. He steals, goes to midcourt and saves to Salazar, to Nixon, outside the lane. Stolen by Caleb Meyer. Meyer hustles down the floor right in front of the Redskins bench. Slows it up, heaves it cross court, out of bounds. Bad pass.
Each team has turned the ball over eight times in the second half now. A little more pressure.
Yep, jitters. It's tense. Both teams nervous. 43-42, Fort Loramie by one. A minute 41 to go in the overtime. It's going to take a break, maybe a fluke, for the team to win it. Here's the ball lobbed by Falk. Down low on the left to Nixon. Double teamed. Shot off the board. Got it back. Threw it baseline right to Schmidt. 15-footer short. Long rebound Salazar. Three-pointer good. Scattered floor. Long rebound Minster. Salazar, the designated three-point shooter, fires it home.
Yeah, and that's exactly what happened. He got in a scatter court situation. He got his feet set, and that was his fifth three of the game.
A minute 18 to go, 45-43 in favor of Minster. Again, Tuesday night, we've got action for you from Anna. Bruce Raiders come to town. The boys' game starts at 7:30. We've got the webcast at 7:10. And then 1 week from today at 8:45 in the morning and then again at 10:15, we've got Fort Loramie girls at Berlin Highland in the classic in the country against Loudonville in game two. It's highly ranked Tri-Village versus Margaretta. Should be a good doubleheader next Saturday at Berlin Highland. Well, right now Fort Loramie has got to generate points. And I don't think head coach Corey Britton's drawing up a three. He's going to try to attack the paint, get an advantage below the foul line, force Minster to double up on the ball handler. Lorme worked that numerous times last night against Fairlawn.
Yeah, I like Brandewee with the ball.
Yep, spread the floor a little bit. Try to open up the middle. Brandewee walks it to the timeline. Feeds it to Caleb Meyer. Minute 10 to go in the OT. Two-point lead, Minster. High right burning. Top of the circle, Caleb Meyer. Jacks up a three.
Wow.
It's good! Caleb Meyer matched the Salazar three. Corey Britton did what I didn't think he would do.
He ran a play for him. That was an absolute play.
It sure was. Here's Rutgerman down the right side of the lane. Fires up a shot in haste. It's wild. No good. Rebound Fort Loramie. Two on one. Down the floor to Meyer. Backs it out. Redskins timeout
good
up
timeout. They were They were having trouble with the basketball. Good timeout.
A Salazar three-pointer a moment ago. Put Minster up by two. A Caleb Meyer three-pointer for Fort Loramie. Puts the Redskins back up by one. And then a very hurried, sloppy shot by Minster. More or less results in a turnover. Fort Loramie at the rebound. Still one and one. No double bonus yet either way.
No, this is... Well, each team has made some mistakes. Each team is playing so hard. I mean, and the coaching moves. I'm really enjoying the back and forth with these two head coaches.
Yeah. Now, Mike McClurg, outstanding head coach, year number four at Minster, played his high school ball at Versailles, college ball at Thomas More, and he learned under about the very best, Mike Lee.
Yeah, Mike Lee was a heck of a basketball coach.
20-plus years at Minster for Mike. Quite a few of those years, Mike McClurg was Mike Lee's right-hand man. Corey Britton's been through the wars here at Fort Loramie. He has started slow after the end of the football season a few times, but his clubs have come on like gangbusters.
Yep. Well, both these head coaches, their football programs are really successful.
Yes. Yep, Fort Loramie inbounds, rear side of the center line. It's Brandewee. Brandewee's doubled up, gives it away to a teammate. Fort Loramie scattered floor, open player, Caleb Meyer, layup is in. It's in. Three-point game. Minster, 24 seconds to go. Salazar, midcourt, top of the key. On a weave to Holscher. Back to Salazar. He wants to shoot it. 18 to go. Off a screen. Deep right corner, Falk. Back to Salazar. Will he let it fly? He stops his dribble. 10 to go. Off to Nixon. Nixon starts down the lane. A timeout is called.
Well, they needed it. They were trying to get a scatter court, and I like that, but they were getting nothing. Salazar is not going to create a three-point shot for himself.
No.
I've watched that for 3 years now. But, boy, if you run a play for him and let him get his feet set, this could be a double overtime.
If you're Fort Loramie, you don't have to defend anywhere on the floor inside the three-point arc.
Well, you guard the arc. You make sure that Salazar is not the one that takes it. If somebody else makes a three, you can live with that and move on.
Redskins up three, 48-45. Caleb Myers tallied the last 5 points.
Yeah, and that was an outstanding look by Brandewee. Found him underneath the basket.
I tell you what, Chuck, is there a better assist maker in Division IV in the area than Nick Brandewee?
No, he is. I've always thought he was a good athlete, but now he's a good basketball player.
He's got eyes in the back of his head. Here we go. 8.8 to go. Fort Loramie up three. Ball inbounded. Minster half court. Salazar timeline. Goes to Nixon, top of the circle. Jump shot. Deflected by Brandewee. Loose ball. Loramie's got it. Foul,
wow.
Minster. Wow.
Right on cue.
Woo.
Nick Brandewee, right on cue.
Nick Brandewee will make every single play he's got to make. Right then, he blocked a three-point jump shot by 6'4 Josh Nixon of Minster. And the loose ball went to Caleb Meyer. He was fouled immediately. 1.5 to go. Fort Loramie up three. Redskins try to make it four in a row over Minster. It is a one-and-one still. Free throw by Caleb is good, and that'll do it. 49-45. Fort Loramie by four. Redskins advance to 7-3 with a double win weekend. 67-64 over Fairlawn and OT in the SCAL, and a 50-45 win over MacFo Minster on Saturday night, also in overtime. Head coach Corey Britton beaming down to her right. Big plays by Redskin players at critical times.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, Brandewee and Caleb Meyer, what a 1-2 punch they were down the stretch.
And it's really amazing. This Fort Loramie basketball team has now beaten Minster four straight years, 50-45 in OT this year, 47-45 at Minster last year, 2 years ago here, 52-51, 3 years ago at Minster, 37-35 in overtime. And Fort Loramie's beat Minster two of the last 3 years in OT, 47-45 and 37-35. Right here 2 years ago, 52-51. Tonight in OT, 50-45 Redskins over the Wildcats, who simply could not free up Salazar in the last two possessions. Couldn't get it done.
Well, I don't know how good a three-point shooter Nixon is, but they ran a nice play because they got him open, and Brandewee made a better play.
Was Brandewee on Nixon, or did he
leave his man? No, he came off. He came off and got him.
Thought he did. Heads up play of a Nick Brandewee. Well, the Fort Loramie Redskins, by virtue of the five-point overtime win tonight against Minster, advanced to 8-3 on the season. Fort Loramie entered the weekend with Fort Loramie now 7-3, entering the weekend 5-3. Redskins two victories, 69-64 over Fairlawn last night. A moment ago, I may have mistaken the score last evening as 67-64. It was a five-point win, 69-64 last night for Fort Loramie over Fairlawn. And a five-point win again tonight over Minster by a final tally of 50-45. So 7-3 for Fort Loramie by way of record. The Minster Wildcats, with the setback tonight, fall to 8-4. In fact, Minster, I believe, has lost three games in succession, having lost to Coldwater last evening by a score of 42-40, did Minster. And on January 4th, Minster fell to Ottoville at home, 50-37. So after an 8-1 start, Minster has lost three straight.
Well, and it did take 50 points to win it, but it overtime to get to the 50.
Oh, a lot of fun. Great weekend.
My goodness. Yeah. Two outstanding basketball games. Good weekend to come back.
Yep, each game very entertaining. Last night, tonight, both of them heart stompers, each a thriller right down to the wire. Photo finishes both evenings, each one overtime. Fort Loramie wins a pair over Fairlawn in the Shelby County League last night, and in the interleague game tonight, beats MAC opponent Minster. As we've said numerous times, the fourth straight time the Redskins have done it. In fact, Fort Loramie's now won 10 of the last 13 over Minster.
Yeah, and you just know you're going to see a great basketball game.
Let's have another one next Saturday between Fort Loramie and Minster. How about it?
Why not? Let's see. Let's take a look at this. Leading scorer for Fort Loramie, Caleb Meyer had 12, Nate Meyer 11, Nick Brandewee 9, 8 from Grant Albers, and 7 from Nolan Burning. Very balanced. On the other side, Minster, 15 points for Salazar and 12 for Justin Nixon. Tough loss for Minster.
Tell you what, Chuck, a foul trouble played an impact on this game. Rettman had to sit valuable minutes. Grant Albers had to sit valuable minutes. Perhaps the loss of Rettman maybe hurt Minster a little bit more. Fort Loramie had the depth to offset the loss of Grant. Other scorers available on the Redskins roster. Rettman not being in there.
Yeah, he had 8 at half. He didn't score.
Yeah, he's a playmaker.
Yeah. And I'm going to give Evan Holscher some credit. The young man came off the bench and gave him some really good minutes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, minutes consumed. No weakness. He held his own. Did the job.
Let's see, Clancy's players of the game for Minster. I'm going to go with Justin Nixon. He had 12 points, but he also had at least 6 block shots and probably 4 or 5 other altered shots.
Oh, yes, yes.
Even though Salazar, he had 15, he's honorable mention. On the other side, Caleb Meyer had 12, and the other one, Nick Brandewey, those two are the stars. They just absolutely carried him down the stretch. 8 points for Caleb Meyer in the overtime.
And Nick Brandewey hit the big three-pointer at the end of the, third quarter, was it?
At the end of the third quarter. Yeah. And then had the three-point attempt after making the basket, missed the free throw, but still got him back tied again on that one.
Right.
So
yep.
Brandewey was outstanding in every phase of the game tonight.
And then, of course, he deflected the three-point shot by Nixon in the final couple of seconds. Minster attempted to tie the game back up at 48 apiece with a three by Nixon. Brandewey came off his man in the last 2 seconds and got fingertips on the shot, which fell way short. Caleb Meyer corralled the ball, was fouled, and finished the game off with 2 free throws at the other end to make the final spread 5.
They were terrific.
Clancy's recognizing our stars of the game. Clancy's Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
And again, thanks so much to one of our new underwriting sponsors, Mark Jordan for Shelby County Sheriff. VoteJordanSheriff.com. Thanks so much to Mark, one of our new underwriting sponsors here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Along with Pinnacle Sports Therapy, Jim Spitzer runs a great shop. He's got a similar facility in Versailles. He opens up Pinnacle Sports Therapy at 700 East Park. Take advantage. Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie, one of our new underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. And don't forget Reese Meyering and Company CPAs and Business Consultants in Fort Loramie, a full-service accounting firm for you and your business. Maury's Landing Restaurant, State Route 362 in Minster, across from Lake Loramie. Hoing and Hoing Builders in Anna, what you can imagine we can create. Hoing and Hoing, also new on scoresbroadcast.com, along with Reese Meyering and Company. One final mention about Brookins in Fort Loramie, pork chop special on Saturday night. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, an anchor sponsor, along with Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, U.S. Bank, 29 locations in the Western Ohio District, and Wilson Health Sports Medicine. Great weekend of boys basketball here on scoresbroadcast.com. Right, Chuck? Loved it.
Overtime weekend.
Entertaining.
Get much better than that.
Entertaining, thrilling, heart-stomping action. A 5-pointer last night, no tee at Fairlawn, 1 before Loramie, and a
5-pointer tonight.
5-pointer tonight in overtime, 1 by Fort Loramie. Next webcast, Tuesday, 7:10 from Anna. Rushi Raiders play at the Anna Rockets. And then next Saturday morning, 8:45 a.m. from Berlin Highland, it's the classic in the country. Fort Loramie Redskins meet Loudonville in game 2 at 10:15 next Saturday morning. It's the game between Tri-Village and Margaretta.
And bring your own electricity.
Yes. Yeah. Up in Amish country in Berlin Highland land. Excuse me. Ron Mooney is our scores, broadcast.com chief engineer. and Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering. Jack Kramer wishing you a good evening from here at Fort Loramie as the Redskins eventually do turn back Minster in overtime for the fourth straight year in overtime. Final tally tonight, Fort Loramie 50, Minster 45 on scoresbroadcast.com.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.